Writer says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. He said, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Is he worthy to be exalted? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, let me think about the goodness of Jesus. And all that he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Are you glad to be saved today? Delivered, set free from sin. Psalm 107:2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise God. You know, I'm here to introduce the speaker of the hour. You know, we have backups all over the church, and it's such a blessing. Sandy and I, we had a little drama. We left the fair the other night, late for Bible study. Come dragging here about 7:30, and they had us set up. Everybody started cheering like, okay, y'all quit that. We, you know, and we fellowshiped. They had great fellowship, and about an hour after Bible study, we decided, well, we're tired. Let's go on home and get some sleep. We got in the house, opened the door, and it was 2 or 3 inches of water through our whole house. And we squeegeed water for till about 1 something in the morning. And the rest is kind of going to be history. They taking everything out of the house, get ready to start some demolition, and we're in a hotel right now. God is good. No hard luck story to tell. But we know all things work together for good. And then we love the Lord and call upon the presence. Amen. So I know that God has a blessing, amen?
Amen.
So we just thank the Lord. So I asked my cousin, Pastor Doc, you know, to come and just share with us today. I've been running around here like the proverbial chicken with his head off. But I know that that God has a word for us. Okay?
Yeah, amen.
How many need a word from the Lord?
Come on.
Amen. By his word we live and we move, we have our being. So we're grateful today for who God is and what he's doing and what he's going to do. I'm excited about the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So let's get with the man of God on today. Let's hear the word of God. Let's apply the word of God to our life. And let's leave here rejoicing.
Amen.
On this
day.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. Yes, praise God. God good?
Yes, sir.
We had church already.
Yes, sir.
Well, excited as I am. This morning, we give honor, glory, and praise the Lord Jesus Christ. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be able to stand before you and to speak. And I give that praise and opportunity to Pastor Perry and his lovely wife, Sandy and Camille. Thank you so much for being able to trust the word you're being, giving it to your people. So I really appreciate that. Well, we're going to have a good time this evening, and we're going to get right into it. I heard we had a little power outage.
Yeah.
But you know what? God is power.
Yes, amen.
He's all power.
Yes, right.
So we don't have to worry about anything. By way of introduction this afternoon, I want to talk about a very important tool. That tool is a key. Pastor Perry and Gary, they work for the Unified School District. And in my investigations, I found that they have pass keys. Keys that will enable them to get on any campus that they're working on. We're talking about keys that will allow those gates to open. My wife, as you know, she's retired LAPD. And back in the day, they had keys. They had access to all the police stations in the city of Los Angeles. They had Gainwell keys, where that if you are on patrol and you needed to make a phone call, they didn't have digital back in then towards phones, so they would stop. And they would use their key to the call box. And that would connect them, talking about the key. All of us at some point have experienced the importance of keys. I know a lot of us, even now, if it weren't for the keys, you wouldn't be able to start your car. If it weren't for the keys, you wouldn't be able to go home and enter into your home. So keys play a very important part. I don't know if you remember, but before Jesus left to go to heaven, he gave his disciples keys. Seriously? Keys. So I think keys are going to be very important this morning. So pray with me, and we're going to get beginning.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Father, we give you all the glory. Father God, you be lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
The Word of God says that if I be lifted up,
yes,
you will draw all men unto you. So I pray this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as the Word go forth, Lord, that we would partner with your Holy Spirit. We ask that the Holy Spirit would come in and to illuminate our hearts and minds to receive what you have for us to receive. This Word is for someone.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Technology here. This morning, my message, or this afternoon, my message is called, somebody say, all right, is called Prayer is the Master Key to the Kingdom.
All right.
Yes. Prayer is the master key to the kingdom.
Yes. Amen.
The text is found in Matthew 16:19. And it says that I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever that you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever that you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, the Bible doesn't explicitly tell us what those keys are in heaven, but however, there are certain things in Scripture that when we apply them to our situations, they introduce the rule of God over the rule of hell and the rule of flesh. So the question this morning is, what is a key? What is a key? A key is an instrument that gives you access.
All right.
It is an indicator or a pointer, a cue or a solution. It's having the ability or the right to approach something or someone. It permits you to enter or to exit a place. Someone this morning opened the church, and when they did, they used a key, which enabled us all to be here this morning. So what else does a key do? It grants permission to communicate with someone. It is being permitted into restricted areas. Something maybe could have happened to you as a small child. We have problems to where that things happen, and it has caused us to be withdrawn. Something of the enemy has come in sometimes in our past and has caused us to be restricted, has caused us to be behind closed doors. A lot of us, even now as adults, if you touch on a certain subject, if you get close in a certain area, recoil. It's that place in where that we have had an incident or a problem. how do you deal with someone who won't let you in because of the problems and the situations? But before I go there, I want to talk about some things that when we talk about things in the past, there are recesses in our minds that the enemy has come in and said, I'll take control here. There are things that maybe you are dealing with even right now that has a hold on your life. It's not, it won't let you be who God called you to be. It's holding you back in the sense that that it won't allow you to receive all of what God has for you. This morning, as we talk about these keys, I'm hoping that there will be areas that the Word of God will touch your heart and that you will be free. God said that He comes to get us in for the brokenhearted.
Yes.
Those that have been captured. Our cousin said this morning, it says that when God when the enemy comes in like a flood,
yeah.
The Lord raises up a standard.
Yes.
How do we deal with someone who won't let us in? Because a lot of us, if you really think about it, there are soft spots, there are areas in our lives that are so tender that just being around someone that reminds them of an issue that they went through, it causes great pain. The enemy takes them back. As soon as you feel like you become free and you worshiping the Lord, somewhere in a relationship, somewhere in your life, the enemy will say, nope, I want you to remember that time. I want you to remember, in a sense, what I took you through. This morning, I want you to understand that there's keys that God's given us to loose. To loose those of us that are bound. To loose those of us that are dealing with issues. Step two in this message this morning is called, with a key, do I have access? Now, when we talk about people being caught up and people being bound, we actually, in the physical and the spiritual world, we're bound. Now, if we're bound with a key, do we have access? In other words, to have access, it means that we have passed through some protocols. As a young man, when we talk about protocols, I had worked in a number of jobs that had to do with aerospace. And I was talking with Brother Ben, and we share that in common, working with aerospace, ADL and Rocketdyne and all the others out there. But in order for me to be able to have free reign in areas of government projects, I had to be able to have access. I had to be able to have a clearance, as it were. Those of you that have been in the armed service, I know Pastor, he's been in the armed service. My brother here, he's been in the armed service. Those of you that have served, first of all, I want to thank you. I appreciate that you died for the freedom that we're experiencing today, but thank you for your services. But you understand protocol. You understand go here and go here and don't get in this area.
Yeah.
Don't get caught in that. Access means that you also know someone of an influence that is authorized to endorse and improve your accessibility while others are looking on the outside. Bear with me, I'm going someplace with this, because there are people in our midst that are bound. There are people that are in our midst that are going through some very difficult situations.
Yeah.
And in order for you to minister to them, and in order for you to be able to lay hands on them, you got to know who you are. You got to know who is that person that has that great influence. You have to have that relationship. You have to have a personal relationship. You just can't go up and call yourself ministry and not knowing where you're going, shooting in the dark. You have to be a person that's given over to the Lord. God has each of us in a situation where we can communicate to Him.
Yeah.
We can talk to Him. In the mornings, we say, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, this is your day. It said earlier that this is the day that you made.
Right.
I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it.
Right.
I want everyone to understand that the relationship that you have with Heavenly Father is going to help you to use and to access the keys of life to break the yoke for those that are dealing with stuff.
Amen.
Without that, you don't have any authority.
Amen.
Without that, some people can only be helped by those who know the Father. I don't know if you remember the Bible that talks about these men that went in and they were going to cast out these demons.
Yeah.
And when they went in and they cast out these demons, they didn't have the access.
No.
They didn't have a relationship.
No.
They didn't know what it was to be on solid foundation. They had no clue. And they said that they went out there, tore all their clothes off.
Right. Yeah.
Beat up. They didn't have access. I want you this morning to realize that the keys that we're going to be talking about is going to give you that access. It's going to be able to give you the authority that when the Holy Spirit speaks and says that brother, that sister, they're dealing with something. They're going through something. And no one maybe can be able to touch their hearts but you because of your relationship with the Lord. Those of you that are here in 3Ps, we know that you love. We know that you care. But I want to take it a little further this morning. I want you to be able to love and to be able to care on them, but have a right relationship with the Lord so that you can have power. Keys of the kingdom to be able to change people's lives. I want you to know who it is that you are. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first God and His righteousness. And all these other things will be added up to you. A lot of times we want to do ministry, but we want to do it our way. We want to be able to heal people. We want to be able to say something profound, but we first don't seek God. It turns out it's all about us. What we want. What the relationship is. What is it going to do for us? And we leave out Abba Father. I want you to be of a heart to say, Lord, I decrease while you increase.
Yes.
I want you to be humble.
Yes.
I want you to understand that all and everything God is doing in your life is only because of the goodness of Him. We talked about this in the morning. In the morning power hour, it talks about why did He have to do that? He didn't have to do that, but it was because of love.
That's right.
Because of love, and that's what we have here in 3Ps. This morning, I want to go quickly through what your master key will enable you to do. Your master key will enable you to pray. Pray is the master key. Let me put it this way. Prayer is the master key. In order for you to be able to unlock those that are bound, you have to have a master key.
All right.
Because there are walls that have been put up because of enemy has caused people to shrink into their darkness. It's going to take someone that God is using in these last days to be able to to stand forth in the power and His might and break some yokes and break some bondages. In order to be able to do that, this is the answer to this is prayer. A lot of times we say, well, I want to be able to do something. I want to be able to be used by God. How can I do it? And we go about doing a lot of other things. And we forget and we stop. We need to remember that it all starts with prayer. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. And it's the master key. Without prayer, you're fumbling along. Without prayer, you don't know which direction in which you should be able to go. In the morning, we make it a habit. It's a habit in our home to get up in the morning and pray.
Amen.
We're at an age to where that we can be together in the morning and we can say we retired.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean that we have to give up, but that means that gives us the opportunity to hold hands and pray for the day.
Amen.
Be able to pray for our family.
Yes.
Be able to pray for those of you that we know that you're going through. To be able to pray and get into a right relationship. I don't know what's going on out there. You don't know what's around the corner. You don't know who it is that you're talking to. You may see someone and they're smiling. You may see someone and they dress nice. You may see someone and it seems like they have it together. But if you pray first in the morning and invite the Holy Spirit to come into your life, then when you're faced with those situations, the Holy Spirit says, this one needs prayer.
Yeah.
This one needs, and he'll give you what it is that you need. But you've got to put prayer on the front line.
That's right.
So Pepper and I, we get up and we say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
this is your day.
Yes.
Use us. Give us strength.
Yes.
Help us to be in the right places at the right time.
Yes.
Help us not just to be all about us,
mm-hmm,
but help us to be in the position to help someone else.
Amen.
Help us, Father, to use the circumstances and the trials that you brought us through. Help us to be your hands extended when it talks about healing and touching the life of others.
Amen.
This is not all about us. This is all about God.
Amen.
Get it out of your head that it's all about me. Y'all need to drop the mic, get the spotlight off of you, and put it on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're faced with that moment, when someone is in need, hallelujah. When you're faced with that moment to where that life and death hangs in the balance, when you're faced with that moment that you don't know, someone might be ready to commit suicide.
Yes.
But there's something within you. There's a power that stirs your spirit, that gets into you, that says, this is the key. This is a key, because they are behind locked doors. They have been running and they've been telling everybody, hey, I'm okay. Because that's society. Society says that you got to be all right, no matter what it is that you're going through. Don't share. And it says, they'll be telling you all your business. And that's true in a sense. But there comes a time that in order for someone to get help, either they got to have to want to let you in, or you're going to have to be full of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And when the Holy Spirit gets in there and says, that person is bound.
Yes.
That person needs to be loose. When that happens, then you can walk in the power and the keys of the kingdom that he's given you. It's power.
Yes.
It's power to be able to know the keys to unlock the kingdom. There were a time that I can remember that in the streets that there were no place that it seems like my life was just spiraling out of control. And at some point, I have to realize that, you know what, Lord, I've been doing this all wrong.
All right.
Because I came from church. As you maybe know, my father, his name was Jeremiah. And when you have a father named Jeremiah, you know you're going to get some kind of word. When you know you have a father named Jeremiah, that you know that you don't want to have an ordinary life. When you have a father that named Jeremiah that was seeking to be all he could be in the Lord Jesus Christ, the word says that you can raise up a child in the way that you should go.
Yes.
And when you get old, like I was, spiraling out of control, I didn't forget where I came from.
Yes.
So when I didn't forget where I come from, then all of a sudden I realized where my direction was. It was to the Lord.
Yes.
I say this because in order to be able to speak wholeness and righteousness into people's life, you can't just talk it.
Right.
You got to live this thing.
Amen.
You got to be who the word says that you should be. You got to be in a position to say, here I am, Father, send me.
Amen.
You got to be in a place where God can say, look, I need you to touch the lives of those that are going astray. I need you because I need this church to get to the next level.
Yeah.
But before they get to the next level, there needs to be some release.
Yeah.
There needs to be some unlocking. There needs to be some protocols put in place. There needs to be something in order for you to reach. Now, I'm speaking to somebody here, and I don't know who, but there are some things that has gotten re-dug deep down in you. There are some things that even the smell or an aroma of what's going on will cause you to shrink. God has an answer. God has something of a release for you to be able to do. In order for you to be able to be released, God is saying this morning to all of us, be in right relationship. God is saying to us as a people, show that love. But when you show that love, I'm going to take it to the next level and give you kingdom authority.
Yeah.
And when I take it to the next level and go with kingdom authority, that means that when you're in the situation where darkness abounds, when you come in, you light it up.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in with the Holy Spirit in your life, you go light up darkness. So those that are caught ensnared in the traps of life, you have an answer. You'll be able to go to them because they wouldn't let anyone else in because they didn't have the key. But when they see you and when they see the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and that you have been prayed up, that when you walk in your room, you light it up. You light it up for your children. You light it up for the next generation. As a church, we need to stand on the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We need to exercise the authority of our keys. We need to let the people know that it might be going this way in the world, but who God called you to be is a different path.
Yes.
Who God has made you to be, we need to make sure that you understand what it is that He's
Amen.
Going to be able to do. So, I hear the ding dings. I don't know if that's for me or not. But,
no, it's not.
You're
right.
But what I want to get back on this regular prayer is the master key. As I said earlier, is that a key is an instrument designed to turn a lock and unlock a door.
Yes.
Talk about a key. Prayer will unlock potential.
Yes.
You have a gift this morning. You have something that God said that you need to do.
Yes.
There are people in this building now that God has called you. And you're not in a position that you know that you should be. You need a key this morning. That key will unlock the potential that God has for you. Prayer will unlock that success. Continue to pray. Open up your hearts. Invite Jesus into your life in order for Him to be able to use this these keys. You got to understand the master key is prayer.
Yes. All right.
Prayer is the master key to God's divine will for your life. Mm-hmm. We all have a dream, and in that dream, God's pointing us in the direction. He says, "No, not that way. This way, walk ye in it." The dream that He puts into your heart is going to be the direction He has for you to reach your destiny. You can't reach your destiny if you are in a place where God has called you. You can't reach that destiny if you're not using the master key to be able to help you unlock it. Prayer is the master key to God's divine will for your life. Prayer will unlock your purpose. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know my family was saved. My mother and my father, they were saved, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm kind of floundering around here. I go to church. I'm sitting in the pews. I'm listening to the pastor. I'm hearing some good things. But what is it, God, that you want from me? Prayer is the key to being able to to unlock that. Prayer will show you what it is that God's called you to be able to do. You're sitting with gifts that a lot of us don't even know that we have. You see, my wife, she came up earlier. She keeps telling me, "Oh, you know, I don't want to talk. You're the one to talk. You the talker. You the one, the social butterfly." How'd she do this morning? That's a destiny that she's going to begin to walk into it.
Right.
All of us have that. All of us have that residing within our spirits. So get ready.
Come on,
this is an e-ticket ride. Get ready. God's got something for you. But the only way that's going to be able to do that is that prayer, being the master key, will be able to unlock that. That's your purpose. Prayer will unlock joy, peace, and tranquility.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's been so tough for me lately. Things have happened. Well, you ought to take a cue from our pastor. He come home and his house is full of water.
Right.
But him and Sandy just looked at it, they're working all out, and they just kept on going.
Yes.
They kept on going.
Right.
We need to understand that prayer unlocks that peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of us, what we did, oh my goodness, and you would have been using some other words, but when you got in there, if you are in right relationship with God, if you have been doing all that you can do for Him, if you are sold out, if you say, "Not my will, Lord, but your will, Lord, give me a peace and a love for the people. Give me all that it is that I can do because I want to be who it is that you called me to be because there are people here. Lord, you got love in my heart for people." If you like that, when you walk in the room, you'll be like the pastor. You can praise the Lord, and you can keep going on. Prayer will unlock that joy, give you that peace and that tranquility. Prayer will give you access to realms and dimensions you would otherwise not be privy and able to enter in. There's a place that God has for you that is a high tower. There's a place that God has for you that it takes you to another realm. You can say, "Lord, I love you, and thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus." And then all of a sudden, when things come in, it's a hustle. You get tired, you get whatever. But there's a time that comes when you receive all of what God has for you. There's a time that you'll take it to the next level. God will get you in a place to where that you're down on your back. You're laying in a hospital bed, and the doctor said you ain't gonna make it. But there's something within you that's taking you to another level, and it's going to be God that's going to be able to raise you up out of that. But you got to be in a place to where that you can receive this.
That's right.
You can't just go be old doody doody doody. No, you can't be that way. You got to be purposely understanding what the Word of God says and walking in a way in which God can use you so that you can hear when those tough times come. Say, "This one ain't coming, you kidding me? This is coming to send to give you strength."
All right.
To be able to give you power. So somebody here needs strength. Somebody here needs power.
Amen.
Somebody here is going through. You can't tell it, but the Holy Spirit can.
Yes.
Somebody here this morning, God is saying that I need you to line up and so I can give you a prayer walk so that you'll be able to have a master key to unlock the conditions, to unlock the spiritual and physical that you're dealing with and you're going through. I want to encourage you this morning.
Yes.
I want to encourage you that God can do anything but fail.
That's right.
The Word of God says that I can do all things through Him which strengthens me. Whatever it is that comes before you, whatever it is that you think is an impossible feat, stand flat-footed.
Yes.
Stand in the power of not your might, but His might.
Yes.
It ain't about me. It's not about you. It's about the power of the universe. We're going through Genesis. We're going through in the beginning. We're going through talking about a God that flung the stars in the sky.
Yes.
We're talking about the God that in the tent was from the beginning and He's at the end. He's Alpha and Omega. We're talking about a God that knows before it even happens. God that knows your thoughts. We're talking about someone that you can rely on. We're talking about a God that says, "I am all you need.
Yes.
That's right.
Trust me.
That's right.
Trust me.
That's right.
That's what the Lord wants to be able to do. That's what the keys are all about.
Thank you, Lord.
In closing,
thank you, Jesus.
Prayer is an aroma that touches every aspect of life. And we carry that smell into every area, including the church. Prayer will unlock revelations and secrets of the kingdom. It will unlock mysteries and enigmas of the spirit realm, propelling you into your destiny. Luke 18:1 says, then he spoke a parable, said that all men, ought to pray. Some people say not faint. Not faint. That is a position that we should hold dearly. That is a position that we all have that we can be in to be able to loose the bounds. This morning, I want you to understand that there's more of God.
Yes.
That's available to you.
Yes, God.
There is more than just, it's Monday, I get up, I go to work, I have lunch, I get back in my car, I go back home, and then I do the same thing the next day and the next day.
Mm-hmm.
There is something more God needs to have is still in your heart, because there's other people that are lost.
That's right.
People that are dying.
Yes.
And if you could see the hurt, the turmoil, the things that people are experiencing, it will shake you to your very core.
Mm-hmm.
It will put you in the position, Lord, what can I do?
Yes.
What can I do? God has given us the keys.
Yes.
God has given us the authorities. What is the keys of the kingdom? God says that whatever things that are good, the word of God says whatever things that are good, things that are of joy, all the good things that you can think of and started in heaven. Those are the things that are good. There are things that we need to bind here on earth. Anything that are outside what the word of God has to say, in the name of Jesus, you need to bind that.
Amen.
I come against that by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. I bind that in the government. I bind that in my relationships. I bind that in any area of my life. I take authority in the name of Jesus. He's given you that power. He's given you that.
Yes.
Now, there may be someone that say, well, how do I get this power? How can I get to that next level? How can I be one that is confident? How can I be one that through high water, how can I be strong? It's receiving Jesus Christ, first of all, to be your personal Savior.
Yes.
If you don't know Him in a personal way, you need to know Him.
That's right. Amen.
What did G. Patterson say? If you don't know Jesus, he says, you got to know Jesus.
Yes.
If you don't have Jesus in your life, this morning I want to give you the opportunity. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that if there's anyone here that has not received Christ as a personal Savior, I need you to look up at me. I need you to raise your hands if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, if He's not your personal Savior. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for those, Lord, that are here, that you would give them the keys of the kingdom.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you would give them the authority that comes along with what those keys represent. I pray for strength in areas that needs to be changed. I pray, Lord, that we will not continue to do the same thing and expect the change. I pray in the name of Jesus that something that was said, your word says that it would go out, it's not going to come back void. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that if someone here that needs change, there's someone here, Lord, that needs a healing, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would illuminate their minds to be able to receive that healing, to be able to believe that you came, you died, and you rose, and you had healing in your wings. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for this. We thank you that you're God, and that we love you, and that we care. We care for you. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you would heal those that are damaged emotionally. Things of the past have been broken, has broken us, Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit would minister to you in those areas, those brokenness, those areas that have been broken. We pray, Father, that they would come back together. We did a message earlier about Nehemiah and the walls of Jericho. You used the rubble that was already there to rebuild what had been broken. We ask for rebuilding. Rebuilding of their spirits this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to, some of the things, some of the concepts that I want, I think is very important, and I want you to go away not just hearing something and then go away like James said, you look in the mirror and forget what you look like. I want you to be able to use this, and some of the information and some of the research that I did on this, a friend of mine, she wrote a book. It's called The Prayer Factor by Pastor Sarah Morgan. If you need any information on this information, it talks about prayer. It talks about the importance of prayer. Get with me later on. So as we close, I want to give a shout out to our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Father, we pray that the food would be blessed.
Yes,
we pray, Lord, that we would have good communion with each other. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as we leave this place, that you would be with us throughout the week. As we leave this place, Lord, we pray for our families. We pray for those loved ones, our grandkids, our children, our loved ones. We pray for all of those that are in need of prayer. We ask, Father, that those of us that are here, that we be part of the revolution that will stand for your goodness, but stand in the power of your might. And so we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus that you keep us safe and in your arms. And until we meet again, bless the food. And the offering, Father. Those that have to give, you know who they are. This is such a blessing for us to be able to give according to to the needs of the church. The offering box is in the back. Those of you God has put into your heart that you are a giver. Now, a lot of times we don't realize that planting that seed is how we get the harvest. So we thank you, Father, for this time to be able to give. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.